This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States will reopen its embassy in Ukraine soon, its top diplomat said on Monday, after he and the U.S. Defense Secretary visited Kiev, promising more military aid and hailing its success in pushing back Russia's invasion. Both Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the fact that they were able to come to Ukraine's capital was proof of its tenacity in forcing Moscow to abandon an assault on Kiev last month. Blinken praised Ukraine's achievement in what he said was pushing back this horrific Russian aggression.
Russia is failing. Ukraine is succeeding. Russia has sought as its principal aim to totally subjugate Ukraine, to take away its sovereignty, to take away its independence. That has failed. It sought to assert the power of its military and its economy. We, of course, are seeing just the opposite.
Russia has unleashed a string of attacks on crucial infrastructure throughout Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Whilst the heaviest fighting in recent days has concentrated around Ukraine's eastern front, the attack struck far behind the front line of that offensive. Ukrainian railway authorities said five railway facilities in central and western Ukraine were hit, including a missile attack near the western city of Lviv. Russia's defense ministry confirmed that the Russian military also destroyed an oil refinery in Kremenchuk in central Ukraine, along with fuel depots there. The ministry also confirmed that a total of 56 Ukrainian targets were destroyed overnight. I'm Karen Chamas.
The two-month-old war has killed or injured thousands, reduced towns and cities to rubble, and sent more than 5 million people fleeing abroad. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A judge finds former U.S. President Donald Trump in contempt of court for failing to adequately respond to a subpoena. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The New York judge is ordering Trump to pay a fine of $10,000 per day. New York's Democratic Attorney General Letitia James had asked a court to hold Trump in contempt after he missed a March 31st deadline to turn over documents related to a civil investigation into his business dealings. Trump, a Republican, has been fighting James in court over her investigation, which he has called a politically motivated witch hunt. The judge said a contempt finding was appropriate because Trump and his lawyers had not shown they'd conducted a proper search for the records sought by the subpoena. Julie Walker, New York.
The leaders of Canada's military have failed to address systemic racism and discrimination over the past two decades that has harmed national security. A scathing report released on Monday by the Minister of Defense found a minister's advisory panel, which began working in January 2021, issued its final report with 13 proposals to change the culture and remove barriers to inconclusiveness. The four-member advisory panel found that minorities, persons with disabilities, and women are vastly underrepresented in the Canadian Department of National Defense and the Canadian Armed Forces and urged the recruitment of a more diverse workforce. French President Emmanuel Macron is enjoying no respite on Monday, hours after he won re-election. Political opponents have called on voters to deny him a parliamentary majority if he fails to score another victory in the June 12th and 19th parliamentary elections. The pro-European centrist president will struggle to advance with his pro-business agenda, including unpopular plans to push back the retirement age. Le Pen's niece, who defeated a writer-turned-national president challenge Eric Zemmour before the election, urged her aunt and party leaders to organize a meeting to discuss a possible parliamentary pact before June's elections. Recapping our top story, the United States will reopen its embassy in Ukraine soon, and top diplomat said on Monday, the day after he and U.S. Defense Secretary visited Kiev, promising more military aid and hailing its success in pushing back Russia's invasion. Both Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the fact that they were able to go to Ukraine's capital was proof of its tenacity in forcing Moscow to abandon an assault on the capital last month. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.